USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A monster tornado as it moved across the area.
You're listening to Chris Darden with the National Weather Service at a news conference about the massive EF4 tornado, which kills more than 20 people in the state of Alabama, among them three children ages 6, 9, and 10. And right now the search is on for more people who are still unaccounted for. Rescue dogs going through piles and piles of debris.
We've been talking with family members and residents in the area trying to get a count of how many individuals that we're looking for. But again, our efforts are concentrated on that. We have canine teams coming in from all over the state of Alabama and from the state of Georgia.
That's Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones. In other news, on Wall Street, the Dow down almost 207 points, the NASDAQ down almost 18, and the S&P 500 down almost 11 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. They're in no network, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
To Washington, D.C., where Democrats requesting more and more documents from President Trump. He says he'll gladly comply with this request. Here's the president.
You're going to cooperate with Mr. Nadler?
I cooperate all the time with everybody. And you know the beautiful thing? No collusion is all a hoax. You're going to learn about that as you grow older. It's a political hoax. There's no collusion.
News now about the military. USA Radio's John Clemens reports there's concern about our aging arsenal. The warning coming from the head of the U.S. Strategic Command.
That was the warning from Air Force General John Hyten, the commander of the U.S. Strategic Command.
Everything that we have is aging out. We have bombers, ICBMs, nuclear submarines, all of which will reach a point within about 15 years where they're no longer a viable element.
Yet if they are viable today, they are safe, reliable, ready, and they can do all the missions they need to do today. But in the future, that won't be the case.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Turning now to politics in 2020, many, many Democrats running for president, but the one person who's not getting into the race, President Obama's former attorney general, who says instead he's going to focus his energy on redistricting. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Former Attorney General Eric Holder announcing he's not running for president in 2020. The Democrats saying in an opinion piece in Monday's Washington Post, he'll focus on redistricting, the process of reconfiguring electoral districts. Holder served under President Obama and is now chairman of the National Democratic Redistricting Committee, which has been suing states over voter rights issues. Holder did not say which of the Democratic presidential hopefuls he might endorse, but he says there are many good options.
Beverly Hills 90210 star Luke Perry has died.
The star was known for his roles in TV's Beverly Hills 90210 and Riverdale. Tanner Thomason from ET Live has details.
The family statement is that he passed away this morning after suffering a massive stroke. He was surrounded by his children, Jack and Sophie, his fiancée, Wendy Madison, his ex wife, Minnie Sharp, his mother, his stepfather, his brother, Tom Perry, his sister, Amy Coder, and other family and friends. The family appreciates the outpouring of support and prayers that have been extended to Luke from around the world, and they also respectfully request privacy in this great time of mourning.
Luke Perry was 52 years old. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.